My name is Erik Joring. I'm professor of in the history of science at Leiden University. Yeah, this is an amazing piece of work where art meets science, where nature meets the skill of the artisan. It's a delicate piece made in the 1620s in Amsterdam, which was at that time the global hub of knowledge and artistic skill. And people really liked objects like these, where nature's greatness, the skill of God, met the skill of the artisan. Now, what we see is actually the Nautilus shell in its original form, but polished by the artisan and decorated with very delicate engraving and mounted in, what is it, silver, I think, or enamel. And then very delicate drawings or very delicate engravings of insects are added. Insects like mayfly or ordinary houseflies. And we see the same insects reproduced at the pedestal of the Nautilus cup. Insects were worth of study, like shells. It was mainly their structure, a very intricate structure that people marveled at. Cabinets of Curiosities is a phenomenon that started in 16th century about, and people first started to collect valuable objects which were meant to illustrate the works of the ancients. So you could contemplate God by reading the Bible or by collecting the objects of his creation. And objects like this decorated Nautilus shell was one of the favorites in these cabinets. Amsterdam in the 17th century was a hub of global trade and also the place where objects like these, Nautilus shells come from the Indian seas, were brought in and sold. In my view, this is a very interesting piece because it kind of blurs our present-day academic distinction between art and science and between science and religion. This object forces us to look back at our early modern period as a period of wonder, and this is a very nice example of it.